Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I apologize if there's a little bit of a sound thing. I had to move my mic. I am co-host of the show. Sometimes I interview people. I am the host of the show when I do spirit-led sermons from the divine, the Holy Trinity. In our household, we're not ashamed of the blood of Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, his Father, who allowed him to come down to earth to be the ultimate role model for all of us, and the Holy Spirit that lives and breathes in me and my husband, of which I have not been able to speak to in over a year and a half. This October will be a year and a half since Easter Sunday of 2022 as I record this. You might hear some extraneous noises in the background as I'm being that example of fitness for you. I'm working out, doctor's orders. I am taking it easy in the gym. It's been over a month since I've exercised. So I'm calling it movement because it's not what I would define as exercise. Because of my previous history of running multiple half marathons, teaching fitness classes in graduate school and getting my tuition completely paid for, working with the U.S. Army and Air Force as a health educator post-graduate school, all of the things I have done in my history, this is not a workout today. This is me moving, following doctor's orders, because I can't get into my physical therapy appointments till the end of this month, because that is how backed up they are, and because of my car accident. So this, the car accident that wasn't my, was not my fault. It was the other person admitted full fault. We both are fully insured, and I have not been able to get medical treatment because of the wait list in line. So I'm trusting that the doctor gave me good advice to get moving, and another doctor from a previous car accident in 2015 advised me never to exercise or move intensely, like running or lifting weights, if there's sharp pains in my body. So I don't have any sharp pains today, so I'm just taking it easy right now on the cycle machine to support my back, because that is where most of the pain has been. This is a special episode titled Holy Movement. So I want to encourage you. The first thing that came to mind is it's easy to make excuses not to move our bodies. And there has been a global epidemic of obesity for a long time. A lot of people are involved in it. A lot of people aren't taking responsibility for it, but they're starting to, because laws are changing all around us. White paper research that is funded through the military is changing how companies and organizations operate. There are lots of people involved in it, advertising in the food industry, the pharmaceutical industry, that there are side effects of medications that help you with whatever issues you've got going on. A side effect is gaining weight. How do I know that? Because I worked in a psychiatric hospital, and many of my patients, almost all of them, 95%, give or take, depending on the quarter, because sometimes patients would transition out into society, or sometimes they'd get moved to a different hall. Very high percentage were obese or morbidly obese. These were the patients that everyone in society is paying through our tax dollars for to take care of. And they were ignoring that because they didn't know how to fix it. So I came in and I fixed what I could with my knowledge and skills and my expertise. So that is something that was worthwhile. It was worthwhile enough for people to try and steal my whole story in the last 3 years, covering up the truth about Erin Nicole. And I married the best top-trained assassin of President Trump, that protects all presidents. He's a part of the special organization. And I married into this organization 18 months after the calling. I first met him, and he and I were strangers. He was a homeless veteran, and I was forced into homelessness after weeks before that expanding Move Happy across 3 continents without any business loans or grants, because I didn't have time to apply and figure out how to build my business in the middle of the pandemic. There was thousands, if not more, people that were ending their lives, that were stressed financially, that were losing their jobs left and right. We were seeing all kinds of misinformation in the media. We are in the end times, people, but there is a hope beyond all hope. And his name is Jesus Christ. people sent me protections from the United States military government because of all of the work I have done to choose to be an ambassador of love my whole life. And all I did was share my story, my truth, and I have been authentic in my content since the beginning. Probably because I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And I don't have the ability to lie. They trained me how to lie sometimes in situations. If my life is in danger, these people are smart. I love my night watchers. That's what I call them. I never met any of them except for one from President Biden's security team, who was the president of the defunded Blackwater alumni group, and his mentor who trained him. And his mentor, much more wise, and I say that respectfully because he is older, and there is wisdom, and there is a level of respect we all should have for our elders. Anyone that's older than you, you should be respectful of them. That is in our scriptures, and that is in a lot of faith systems. In our Japanese culture, I learned that from a lot of my friends' parents, how respectful they were of their parents and their grandparents when I worked in the weekends in high school. We worked as the music company and as the choir. Some of our family parents in the community choir were not the girls or guys were not in the music company, but they were a part of the choir program, and we took first in everything except for one contest in 3 years that we took second, and that was because we lost our cool. We allowed the bus driver, who was having a bad day, to impact our minds. So I know what it takes to be a winner, and I learned about culture and respect of diversity and respect of elders, because I think it was a senior when I was coming into the group. I was a sophomore, Duhan. I can't remember his last name, but I remember his name is Duhan, and he was of the Buddhist faith, of the Japanese sect of the Buddhist faith. There's different sections, just like in Christian faith, there's Baptists, there's non-denominational, there's Lutherans, there's Seventh-day Adventists, right? It's similar to that, but it's for Buddhism, right? And so I didn't know a lot about the faith, but we went to his house to meet all of the members. It was when I first joined, I was an extra. I was like I was an alternate. That was my title. I was an alternate. I was not supposed to be in the group, but there was a senior that I scored the same with, and she had an attitude, and she left the whole school district. And so we had this family get together at Duhan's house, and I got to meet his parents and I think his grandmother. Now, his grandmother would come to our weekend games, and she was maybe in her 80s, maybe older. She was the last one working, sweeping the floor. She was the last one every single time she showed up. She was the hardest working person, and that's what showed me how to respect Asian cultures, elderly people, that just because they're old doesn't mean they can't do things. There's so many people that are so rude to old people. It's so annoying. This is a holy movement, this episode, so I want you to focus on how can this be relevant to a holy movement? Looking for the good in people, looking for how you can help make the situation better. Those are things that my father taught us in the household. Leave it better than you found it. Or leave them better than you found them. The last 3 years has been total hell in my nation, for me, for many people, and around the world. I pay attention to what people send me. They send me, I don't know how, they see me as an influencer. The government leaders do. So they send me, they have me follow, they remotely hack into my device and have me follow social media accounts to get me informed. In the news, they tried to both political parties tried to get me to decide, just like they did to Taylor Swift years ago. I watched her documentary. It's nothing new in society. Everything gets repeated if you allow them to. But I have an awesome uncle who was not born in America, but he's an American citizen now. He just got his citizenship. He's been here for many, many decades. Professional opera singer. He's a huge Trump supporter, by the way, so when the time's right, he would love to be able to sing for President Trump if an opportunity ever arose. He was born in Switzerland. He's an Italian. He trained under Pavarotti. He's an opera singer. He got to sing for Mickey Rooney's birthday party in his late 80s. He got to sing in California. He got paid thousands of dollars per night for a couple hours of singing because he has worked a long time. He's a great personality. He's kind and loving to everybody. And he married into my family. He married my mom's sister. My mom's sister passed away. But he will always be family, even though there's nothing legal tying us as family. That is love. That is true love of the Father. And the Holy Spirit had told me last week to reach out to him and check in on him. And I'm glad I did, because he told me. He said, it's interesting because in the 20s or 30s, there was, I forget the name of the person. He's well-read. He reads lots of things. And he said they actually used musicians as spies for the government, for the American government, in like the 20s and 30s. I said, interesting. Is that so? He says, yes. I said, Because in the last 3 years, I've been in this contest, and both political parties have tried to use me, so much so that I actually married the best one that worked the most, that didn't try to push or control or manipulate me. He loved me and respected me, and he covered me and he protected me. I married him last year, and then they tried to have us killed. That's why I haven't been able to be with my husband for over a year and a half, and I can't even communicate with him. So it's interesting that you're telling me that they regularly in history have used females. Imagine that, using a female without her permission. And using musicians. Now, it's not a surprise to me. Why? Because I've read the scriptures for a long, long time, and this is a holy movement. Everything you need to know in the world, you can find about in the Bible. There's a lot of spiritual leaders that say that. It is true. If you read about it in the scriptures, especially in the Psalms, it speaks about how the singers are in the front of the battle line. There is power in the voice. There is influence as a musician. You are in the front of war zones if you are a singer. After that, I believe it was the band members, and then it was the warriors. So the singers are in the front lines, and they on purpose put me in the front lines. They on purpose sent me to Trump's top security guy. They on purpose tried to use me as an informant without telling me, because men use women. And he trained me that. My hero of 2020 became my husband last year. He trained me exactly what to expect in this contest without telling me that I was a part of a contest. He never told me who he worked for. He denied being associated with any organizations because he told me, Aaron, you can't trust nobody. If people have that much power and money, they're no good. I don't trust nobody. He says, I have friends in all organizations, and they tell me things, and we look out for each other. I don't trust nobody that's associated with any organization. What I desire is to help the poor. That's what my parents taught me to do, and that's what's in the scriptures. You give money directly to the poor. You don't give it to an organization, because chances are that organization is keeping it at the sea level. They're getting nice salaries, and then they tell a story on TV or on social media telling how they're supporting the poor. But really, I'm going to show you. He said, one day I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you to in America, where there's a bunch of homeless people sleeping outside. They don't want to show that in the media. I said, why wouldn't they want to show that? He said, because it makes America look bad. And they want to show how we're helping other countries. Meanwhile, the rich get richer, and they're not taking care of the middle class. He said, I gave up my house. That's why I was homeless. I said, you gave up your house? What do you mean? He said, yeah. There was a family with 5 children sleeping outside in the middle of our nation. And it didn't sit right with me that I protect all of these rich top-level leaders. And I've been doing it my whole career. And they could easily be helping. There's so many houses that are available for Americans that they choose to not give up their wealth. This is truth. So he said, I gave up my house because I knew I didn't need it for just me. I said, wow, you gave up your house for a family of 7 people? He said, yeah, and I'd do it again. He said, what I didn't know was that it would take me 3 years to get stable housing. I slept in the woods for 2.5 years. When I met you, I was in safe housing in a motel. He said, when I met you, that's when I started. There were so many people that were on the wait list, and men have a 3-year wait list because they expect us to be able to provide for ourselves. I had no idea being so generous about giving my home away would make me have to suffer for that long. But he said I'd do it again. And I think that was probably when I started to fall in love with him. I was very stubborn about the whole thing. It took me about a year to come to the realization that he discovered in a few weeks. But this is a holy movement. And I believe the Lord sent him to me. And that's what he told me. He said, I believe I was sent to you to protect you in this mission. I said, really? He said, yes. If you believe that the Holy Spirit assigned you this mission to help everybody in the world with depression, and I believe you're accurate because you're not afraid to die for this. And it tells me that you're confident about it. He said, I believe I'm supposed to protect you at all costs. So marry me, and that will be done. I said, I can't just marry you for protections. I've got to really be in love with you. So I made him wait a year. And he gave me my space, and I launched Aaron Nicole Ministries in 2021, started from homelessness, got assistance in housing. My mom sent me some money because I didn't have residency in the county that I moved back to. They wouldn't assist me because I didn't have residency, because I was forced into another area for domestic violence. So they required me to jump through all of these hoops. The lady at Buffalo Valley made me jump through all these hoops. I had to pay expedited shipping, and then she still didn't help me at all. And 2 years later, I called her in an emergency. Same lady works there. Same lady tried to do the same bullying to me, only this time I got smart about it. And I said, excuse me, but I'm not going to waste my shipping dollars when I'm in an emergency. What can you do for me now that I'm on the phone with you? She said, oh, well, I might be able to calculate some things and see what you're, if you're able to be qualified for this program. And then she calculated it based on how much my rent was, based on how many bedrooms. So I didn't qualify for emergency housing assistance because my landlord chooses to charge me rent. I didn't get housing assistance because my landlord's choice, not my problem. I said, so you're telling me that because my landlord is charging what everybody is charging in the market right now, in fact, she's charging lower than what other people are charging for rent, you are refusing me emergency assistance? Yes. Okay. I said, who pays your salary? And she was like, Buffalo Valley. I said, great. And I want you to know that my husband is on the presidential team, security team for President Trump. And when he gets in office, I'm going to make sure we check all organizations, especially this one, to make sure there's nobody getting paid salaries pretending to help the homeless. You're not going to waste any more homeless people's money and time thinking that they're going to have some sort of hope and resolutions when really you're just wasting people's time on the phone. Give people accurate information when they call you. And I hung up. I was not happy. I ain't got no more mercy for nobody. The Lord is giving me mercy for people when he tells me to. There's been so many people that have disrespected so many Americans, and I wouldn't have known it unless I went through it and lived through it and survived it myself. This is a holy movement. I bring you nothing but the truth. This show is to help you if you're struggling with depression. If you have financial stress, if you have housing instability, huge, huge, huge stressors. If you have relationship stress, if you look at the category for all the things that can make somebody depressed or can exacerbate their depression, every single angle, every single category, maxed capacity, the stress cup leaking out, tipped over, glass exploded. So I finally said, all right, I ain't going to let nobody bother me anymore. I'm going to start speaking up. So a couple days ago, I had to call 911 because my landlord had told me someone had come to the house last week, and she didn't think nothing about it. They came to the house asking for me by name. I didn't put my address on anything, on no websites, no paperwork, nothing. The only way they could have gotten my information is if they hacked into my social media account and looked through when I had connected with her last year. Things aren't adding up. I've caught her in a few lies, so 100%. She was paid. She was paid to get intel off of me. I already know it. So now, I wait and see how she chooses to behave. This is a whole movement. She doesn't want me to have a certain job, so I'm at the house so that she can look at my stuff when I'm gone. I know all the things. My husband trained me very well. If she is my landlord, she cannot control a job I have. She said, she told me in the beginning that she used to be a social worker, but then I heard she used to work at a bank, but then I heard she works with people with disabilities. What is the truth? The truth is she's a liar, and she's getting paid a lot of money to steal my information and send it to the Democratic Party, 100%. I already know it, and I called her out on it, but I can't call her out directly, so I put it on my social media. So if she says anything, then I know that she's stalking me. So she's caught in the web of her lies. And I choose love. I choose mercy. And I waited about 2 days to respond to her text messages because she knew she effed up real bad. So I called 911. I didn't give them my address, but they look out for me. They protect me. And they came to the house, even though I did not give my address, because I requested before I called 911 to have my address unblocked while I made the phone call. Now I've got a new connection in the organization that gave me his business card. I know that he's in this organization that protects me because I spoke to an officer yesterday, and he, when I was on my way to speak to him to get some coaching advice on how to handle it if she gets worse, if she puts my life in danger again, I need to know my options. And that officer wasn't available because there was a hostage situation involving children yesterday, so a lot of officers were pulled to that, and I believe he was probably involved in that. So another officer looked up on his computer. He stopped his vehicle and said, "Do you need some help, ma'am?" And I was like, "Yeah, actually, I'm trying to figure out where the jail's at," because he said he was going to be at the jail. My map is sending me all over the place, and he said, "It's right there." And he's like, "Who are you trying to meet?" So I told him, I showed him the card, and he's like, "Let me see if I got his cell phone in here." Cell phone number not listed, so I know he's a part of the organization that protects me, so I ain't worried about nothing. I got his number. I love my night watchers. They look out for me. They're smart. They're cool, calm, collected, and I'm learning to do the same. Fear is not of the Father. So when you lean into your truth and you know and you believe without a shadow of a doubt that he will love you, protect you, provide for you, and even if your life is over, you got eternity. So you win at all angles. That's what the enemy doesn't want you to know. The enemy loves to freeze us in fear states. I was just listening to Minister Joyce Myers about it. Someone had added me to, or they sent me her 2023 sermons, and it was released 2 weeks ago. So you can look that up on YouTube. I love it. She's got great content. I would not be upset at all if people sent me her books, or once we signed the contracts in October with all the presidents and the first ladies to have up-to-date technology, so I don't have to have a bunch of different smart devices and people stop messing with my devices to try and stress me out and test me, but I can have up-to-date new tech on one device and be able to have unlimited streaming services for any platform so that I could learn better and be a better minister for everybody. I'm excited to grow into this position. I'm excited for that. So this is a holy movement. You got to get in alignment with people that are going to sharpen your skills. And you got to trim the fat of people that are not in alignment with that. Don't take things personally. I'm not taking it personally that this person, this elderly person that I've been nothing but over and above respectful to this whole year that I've lived there, paid rent to, she's bullied me multiple times. She's been extremely territorial. I've realized as I took a 10,000 foot view and stepped back for a couple of days, not responding to her bad behavior of cursing at me via text message after helping her out, taking care of her animals when she wasn't responsible for her animals, and she was abusing her animals by not letting them outside. And telling the person that was going to take care of her animals to not show up to the house. So then her animals were not able to use the restroom outside. That's not acceptable. I chose to be kind and help her out, communicated with her, and then she cursed at me afterwards. I took a 10,000 foot view. All right, Father, why might this person curse at me? And he said, she's stressed. She's beyond stressed. When you told her the level of protection you're under, she is stressed because she got money. She got paid, and now she is worried because you've told her that people have already died. And so now she's worried that they might not have use for her, so now she wants to be nice to you because you caught her in the bullying act and you called the authorities, so now her name is on record. So now she's going to behave. Or it's going to get worse. So, either way, I'm prepared for that. Either way. It's a holy movement. Addresses, change. Relationships, change. What doesn't change is the Father's love for us. His love never stops. I've already had to move 70 times or more since 2015. To some of them temporary spots while I was waiting for good housing. A lot of it was not my choice. There's probably only two of the 70 that it was my choice. I desired to move, made my actual conscious decision. The rest of the 68, 70 times was out of fear, forcing myself for my life. So I ain't moving anymore unless it's a decision that I'm making. So the authorities told me what my legal rights are. She can't make me move out. And if she harms me, I ain't afraid of nothing. If she tries to harm me, the cop I talked to yesterday on the phone told me I ain't afraid to arrest nobody if they bully you, Aaron. If I need to arrest somebody, I'll do what I gotta do, but you gotta look out for yourself. I said, thank you for saying that. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Because that's exactly what's been happening. I've allowed people to bully me. I've allowed people to disrespect me. And I've already paid up on my rent till the end of September. So she's gotta learn to grow up and not disrespect me just because I live in her house. I have been nothing but respectful. She has tried to be a slave holder. She has tried to be a communist. She has allowed her mood to get the best of her. So I let her know in text message what's going on and who protects me and when I will be meeting the presidents and first ladies, what I believe is the date. And if anything changes, then I said I will let you know. I said, I will not be communicating with you via text message because it causes you to be upset with me. So if you need to reach out to me, you can call me or you can talk to me in person anytime. Have a good day. So now she knows I'm not going to respond to her, so now I need to follow through with that and not respond in text message because I've asked her multiple times to call me, but she refuses to do that. So now she knows. And she's probably going to text me some more because I've seen she texted me and I didn't open it yet. Because I'm at the gym right now. I'm focusing on what the Lord told me to do. Sometimes you gotta let people be themselves and let liars fall in their own traps. That's what the retired U.S. Army officer told me. He owns properties where I used to reside. Great human being. Highly intelligent. Didn't judge me for my situation, and I only had to move there because I was being targeted after providing a free event for the medical providers of veterans and first responders last year. I had been targeted. They flipped my money upside down. They went and reached out to my day job, forced me on mental health leave when I reported racism and being sexually harassed in the workplace. But I didn't die. I didn't die. Because I make good friends with people and people look out for me. I had to humble myself and I had to eat little tuna packs and I had to wait a little while to get assistance. I had to get housing or financial assistance from my mom again. And she called, did a three-way call, paid a couple of my bills over the phone. She helped me because I'm her daughter and she's willing to do that. And they illegally copied my mom's banking information over the phone. And then they hacked into my mom's information. So there's a lot of people that are going to be paying my family for all the emotional damages, financial damages, reputation damages, all kinds of things. I can't wait. 62 days till I see my husband. 62 days. It's a holy movement. It's a holy movement. So what are some things that you can do if you're going through a challenging situation? Well, you want to get moving every day. If you're in a lot of pain, if you have some injuries, talk to your doctor. Some doctors don't know it all, though. So get in a pool. Low impact. You can't get injured in a pool. Now, if you're afraid to get in a pool because you don't know how to swim, get in a pool that is not as tall as you. You know, if you're 5 feet, get in a 3 foot and just walk in it. Keep in mind that if you don't know how to swim, you want to keep one hand on the wall for safety. You can drown in a small amount of water. So I'm not saying that you can't get hurt in a pool, but if you put a floaty device on yourself, your risk is lower. Get moving every day. Talk to your doctors about what movement you're allowed to do, but recognize that doctors don't know the level of pain that you have, don't know your ability to distinguish pain. I have a high level of pain tolerance, extremely high. So I could easily run probably 10 miles today, but then tomorrow I wouldn't be able to get out of bed. So I have to tell myself, okay, Aaron, not based on what you used to be able to do. You know you have bone on bone in your spine and you do not want a vertebrae replacement right now. It's not good for 37 years old, but that's where I'm at. The doctor took an x-ray after my car accident a couple weeks ago. And he said, it doesn't look, based on the x-ray, it doesn't look like it's broken. I said, yeah, but I had an MRI like 7 years ago in 2015, and he told me I have bone on bone. I think it was an MRI. I said, I forgot. I've been in such a high level of stress that I forgot what to request because I was just going with what my job told me I needed instead of what I knew I needed, because they have tapped me out on every single level of stress. And so he said, well, let's do the 6 weeks of PT. If you're still experiencing pain, we'll do a follow-up, and then we'll do an MRI after that. I said, all right. So then I went over to schedule the PT, but they couldn't even see me till the 23rd. The week of the 23rd, I think it's like 22nd, 24th, somewhere around there. So I can't complain because they have a long wait list. I just got to go with what they have available. I said, can you add me to your wait list if there's any cancellations? They said, we don't do that. I was like, you don't do that? They're like, no. You got to call every day. So I'm waiting because I hired lawyers, and they are going slower than I'd like. So I put a little fire under their butt, and they're working harder now. Because they told me it's going to take 3 months. They don't understand that I don't have 3 months worth of money to wait to get back to my job. So it is what it is. It's a hole in movement. So what can you do? If you're broke, you get injured, you might need to speak to lawyers. You might need to make sure you let them know. Look up the revenues for the insurance companies if you're fully insured. That's what I did. I communicated it to him. I said, here's what I told the insurance people before I hired you. This is the amount of money we're going for. This is our bottom number. I've already let them know that. They already were moving very swiftly for me before I hired you. Don't slow this down for me. I can hire another lawyer. And then I get some voicemails from some of the organizations saying, hey, your lawyer's been calling. What's going on? So I know I said the right thing in the email. So I'm just letting them handle it. I'm letting them do their jobs. But I had to remind them that my bank account does not reflect my value, and they should not be favoring me or disfavoring me based on how much or how little I have. So now they treat me right. I can't wait. I can't wait for the end of this week. Things are turning around. So you might need to be an advocate for yourself if people aren't being the advocate for you. You can reach out anytime if you would like some help with the language of which to use. But recognize that a lot of these people be blocking messages because they on purpose don't want me to help you. But Aaron Nicole wants to help you. I desire to help you. But there's only 24 hours in a day. And I got a bunch of different email accounts and cell phone numbers because they forced me in all kinds of different directions in the last 3 years of this contest, challenging me, testing me, and many people illegally committing espionage, which is felonies, crimes. And they paid to have me killed. Another crime, another felony, multiple felonies. So I can't wait to forgive everybody and for them to donate lots of money to Aaron Nicole Ministries and to be reunited to my husband. I can't wait. The last 3 years have been an absolute SH show. And you know it, if you're listening, I'm bringing nothing but the truth. Jesus is real, I'm in his bloodline, and that is the only reason why I'm choosing to be full of mercy, because he gives us new mercies. The Father gives us new mercies every day, so none of us deserve mercy. So I'm going to show mercy to everybody, and we're going to make America great again. I encourage you to get out and vote when the time is right. If I'm not reunited with my husband, I will not be able to vote because I have had 14 death attempts since 2018 on my life. I am not registering to vote because they require you to use your physical address. I tried to register to vote at my mailing address, but because there's a lot of bots and a lot of people overseas pretending to be Americans, they have put a stop to that. So that means that Erin Nicole won't be able to vote unless she's reunited with her husband. So I look forward to being reunited to my husband on October 17th, 2023, so that he and I can vote. Now, I don't know who he's going to vote for, but since he's working for Trump, I imagine he's going to vote for Trump, but maybe he won't. I don't know. I let him make his own decisions. That's what my mom and my dad did. My dad always wanted to know who my mom was voting for because he had so much respect for my mother. She was so wise, so meek, and he loved her so deeply. My dad died in 2016. I never once heard my parents talk about who they voted for in the House. We didn't talk about politics in the House. We talked about how we could pray for people in the community. But you can bet your ASS I'm voting for Trump. That's all I gotta say. All right, if you desire to know this father that I know and have a personal relationship with him, where you could call on him, you can reach out to him at any time, day or night, in any situation, the good, the otherwise, you could do that. You could do that right now. If you don't have that, do it now. Nobody can sell it to you. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. So just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I know that I make mistakes, but I don't desire to. Please come into my heart and guide me when I'm making decisions that is not in alignment with you. Cleanse me of all poisons. Renew me every day. Thank you. In this I pray. In your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Next steps, you want to get plugged into a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. Don't be ashamed to say the name Jesus Christ. I promise you, everything is fixable. At this time, we can't accept any donations or tithes. Father, what should I ask from them? Okay, he says to pray for our nation. If you live in America, or if you're an American and you're living overseas, you're in the military or a government worker or whatnot, or you just decided to move elsewhere, pray for America. Pray for our nation. Pray for unity. Pray for mercy. Pray that people's hearts will be softened in our leadership. There's been a lot of wrongs that all political parties have caused because a lot of other nations have hacked in to devices and caused confusion. So pray that they would have spiritual eyes. Soften their hearts. Remind them of what it means to be an American and all the freedoms that all of the veterans and first responders have worked for hundreds of years. Thank you. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.